Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha-ha! Yeah. You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Get ready. Get ready.
You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, aka the Black God Kid. T, aka the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Tune in to Hot Talk Radio with your girl, Lady Libra. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Facebook, what's up? My face, what's up? Make sure you tune in to the Ninja account. Sign up, make your own page. It's going down. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Thank you.
Get ready.
Ha-ha. Yeah.
You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's
yeah.
Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. AKA the professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, AT? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming to you, speaker. We frustrated right now.
Frustrated, yeah.
Tell them what's going on now.
Well, goddamn system is messing up. You know, we bootlegging it over. You know, of course, it's CT, Southside. You know how it is. Lady Libra on her metro with the damn charger in the wall. I'm on her house phone.
This is reality.
It ain't scripted.
I mean, it's 9:12. I'm 12 minutes behind because the system is acting a fool. We logged on one time. I couldn't hear nothing. No one could hear me. I shut the system down, rebooted everything up. But you know what? It's Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day,
Mother Lassie. I'm not even a mother right now. I'm a father. Hey, you know, we're going to celebrate early.
Exactly.
Today is Sentimental Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the world. Well, you know what, world? Today we're dedicating Hot Talk Radio to all the mothers. This should be very interesting. We're going to talk about what makes your mother so special. What are some of the funniest memories that you have from childhood? And what were some of those most embarrassing moments your mother put you through? World, it's Mother's Day every day. But today we're going to celebrate in a big way. My motto is, this is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a mother or a girl. You know, it actually James Brown came up with a woman or a girl. But I trained the mother or girl.
Which
side are you on?
I mean, I'm just going to have to Google the encyclopedia.
We're trying to warm up and get out of this mold, y'all. We done lost 12 minutes fooling with the system. But I'm going to talk real fast. Here we go. Shout out to Joe Hightower, a.k.a. Black Clark Kent, Fat, Polo, The One, Terrence, the Professor, Sean, DJ Feezy, and Swar checking in live from the Fred House in Jacksonville, Florida, DJ Sweet. Shout out to my husband. What's his name? Hold on. Well, you know, hey, we'll come back to him anyway. You know who he is. Mwah. Kudos to you, baby. And then we got this one of the hottest dudes on Facebook.
Oh, his lip, girl.
I told you that's my man.
I'm gonna sit on his face.
We wouldn't stop it.
Sit on that
cut face. This shit out. Stop it. Stop it. Murder Mile Easy. Y'all better know we're unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? We got the whole clan hanging out with Hot Talk Radio. You know, I'm trying to refrain from so many cuss words today because I sent out a special message to all the mothers, you know, for the older mothers may be listening in, the younger mothers. So we're going to try to tone down on our usage tonight.
We're going to be respectful.
We're going to, you know, because with the to our promoters, APGME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, Freak Negate, JK Jones, what's up, boo? Hill Family Affiliate, MPM Entertainment, that's Trendsetter, my little brother, Six Ticket Promotion, Twin Production, Twin Folks, Backbone, the original Dungeon Family, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, the Beat, and my folks over there, Power Move. It's time to get it cracking. For those of you that need any information concerning our promoters, make sure you hit our email account, highfireradio@gmail.com. Make sure you visit our Ning page, highfireradio.ning.com. Check out Yacht Party Boys with a Z.ning.com. Check out Freak Nick ATL. What the hell is this? That's what I'm talking about right there.
Firefox has determined that the following add-ons are known to cause stability or security problems. Wow, wow, wow. Anyway, this
I just want this shit to get off.
Check that out. I want to give my shout-outs again. As usual, everybody know I shout-out to all our overseas people in Germany, East Community, Lady Libra, and Mama Rock, we love you, too. All people in Africa, France, you know, hey, Facebook family, we love you. Want to give a shout-out to everybody, especially from my town, PP, representing Old National, Gabba Road, Clear Road, Riverdale Road, Gabba Road, everything. You know what I'm saying? Just want to give a shout-out to everybody. We love all y'all. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas, even the crackhead, they still mama. You know what I'm saying? Special shout out to the people sleeping on that bridge or that Turner Field. Shout out to you too. You know, we love High Talk Radio.
Now, I promise everybody that sent me a personal Happy Mother's Day that I was going to call their name out tonight on the show. So I'm going to stick to what I said. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Katoya. Thank you, Red, also known as China. Thank you, Tasha. Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, T. Thank you, Malika, Sweet, J.D., William, Joe, Latonya Bonner, Adrian, Victoria, Doug, Princess, Backbone, Shamika, Thomas, now Sean, Trinae Summerlin, Tamika Smith, Twin Folks Big. Thank you, Missy Angela, Keith, Tara, Derek Mosley, Trenise. I want to thank everybody. We got birthdays, but I'm going to have to come back with that because the system is doing too much with going on. We want to go ahead and get it started. We want to introduce Murder Ma Easy. Okay.
EFS in the building checking in. Lady Leva, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. This nice voice of yours.
Oh man, thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
I'm trying to control her because.
Hey, boo.
This is, you know what? This is what we Mother's Day, not Sex Day.
Yeah, that's right.
Just don't squirt on my back. That just will be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Come on.
Yes, ma'am.
Murder Mall.
What's good with?
Say again.
I think DJ Sweet on the line too. Is this DJ Sweet?
Yo, what's happening?
Yeah. What's happening, DJ Sweet? We got Murder Mall in the house. Murder Mall and DJ Sweet.
Ain't know what to do, baby.
I can't call him, man.
He's gonna get this show on the roll.
No, that's right.
This audio thing got these debonair voices. Listen to how good they sound. Oh
yeah,
my
I got some wolves on here tonight.
You know, just for the record, the system is overloaded because you know every time it starts acting like this, it's because we got a lot of people listening. Thank you, listeners. We love you. Callers, we love you. Don't be afraid. We promise we will not be gentle with you. I mean, we will try not to be gentle. We will try not to be. I can't get this together. But anyway, I want to talk to Jamal. Jamal.
What's up,
Jamal? Jamal.
How you doing?
Can you tell the world a little bit about yourself and how you became, you know, in the presence of Hot Talk Radio?
Oh, okay. Well, I slid in the game on the background, you know what I mean? It's nothing, you know, Hollywood about me. EFS in the building, you know what I'm saying? We represent everything from Duval all the way up to ATL, underground music and so forth. But with the way this social network is going, we got this on Smash, so whatever is going down right now in the game, it's definitely linking up. Check for me on the promotions, parties everywhere from Florida, headed down to Miami, back on up to Atlanta. Murder Mall easy.
Hmm.
I give you a few things to deal with. You take your pick, you know what I mean?
So, Murder Mall, have you ever heard Hot Talk Radio before you decided to team up with us? Have you had a chance to listen to what goes down in Hot Talk? So you do know that anything goes and that we are not scripted and the FCC can't touch us, even if they wanted to, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. That's what the Internet is all about. You know, we good, all good on here. You know what I'm saying? My man Swerve G, Big C, they put me on. So, you know,
okay.
I've been listening ever since.
So when you listened, did you think I was insane? Did you think Morassi had broken out of the insane asylum?
Nah, I was actually listening. I said one day I'm going to get in her head and I'm going to find out what she's thinking about. And then, you know, we're going to trade off on things. See?
I got some you can get in. I mean, okay, back to the show. So, okay, so are you the only child?
For sure.
You the only child?
Yeah. So I'm kind of spoiled, you know? So I kind of like having my way. Yeah, I like to get my way.
Oh, I can't wait. We get out. I can't wait till the day is over. So we can get back to our regular topic. So I want you to tell me a little bit about what makes your mother so special.
Oh, man, this could be a whole show, but I guess to keep it short, you know what I mean? My mom's, she did a lot, you know, single moms. Everybody pretty much, you know that story. And, you know, we started in NYC, of course. I'm born South Jamaica, Queens, what's up? Moved to Florida when I was 12, and that was probably the hardest thing of my life, you know what I mean? But just to keep it simple and in perspective, this woman worked two jobs and to understand what was going on in the city of Queens. Getting me out of there and getting me to Florida was probably the best thing ever. And, you know, she gave up everything she had in New York just to start over in Florida to give me a better life, you know. So shout out to Moms, man. She just left. She's on the road right now down to Duval.
What's her name? What's her name? So when she played it back,
Deborah Clyde Parker, you know, I love you, Pop. Shout out to him. Shout out to her two schnauzers that I had to watch. And they messed up my whole weekend, but, you know, still got some business done, you know, work.
That's what's up. So give me one of them embarrassing moments that she put you through, because everybody got one, because when I tell y'all mine, y'all going to die.
Okay, well, I keep it simple, you know what I mean? Again, Moms came in, you know, she was real cool with the female friends as far as coming in, so, you know, if we want to keep it in that tone. I was laid up with a young lady, you know, no names or whatnot. I was of age, I'd say, 17 maybe. But, you know, we were like half-dressed, should I say. The door was closed. She knew not to enter at that time. But she actually did hit the light, didn't think I was home. And, so she saw a young lady's breast, you know, shout out to the young lady's breast she saw. And my mom didn't run out the room, you know what I'm saying? She didn't run out the room. Word up, word. Yeah, shout out to the press, man.
That's all right.
Shout out to the press. But yeah, Mom was a soldier, man. She kept it real.
904-536, we see you, we coming to you. 904-327, we coming to you. Sweet. Now, Sweet, everybody, DJ Sweet is my cousin. And he lost his mom at a very early age. But I want him to just give a shout-out to his mom because we know she's listening.
Yeah, man. Shout-out to Miss Pamela Parker, man, RIP, man. You know what I'm saying? My most favorite memory of my mama, man, is back in the day, back in 91, 92, man, when she let me have company in my room and closed the door. It's my best,
my
it's my
goodness.
Favorite memory.
You know what? I got to play some.
Shout
so
out to Pearl Home, too, man.
I got some I want to play. In honor of that.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was the black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above me.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Dear mama, dear mama.
We're back. If he was your baby daddy back then, wouldn't he still be your baby daddy?
Well, technically, no, he was like...
Did you lose the child?
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, I'm so full today, y'all. I'm so full, you know, I'm just really full. I've been on Facebook just, and my mother's, I'm blessed to still have my mother, but I did her a T-shirt, and on the front of the shirt it said Reflections of a Mother's Love, and all the pictures that I put on the T-shirt had her holding me as an infant. And, you know, we don't know how to take things for granted as an infant, but just think, I can never be held like that again. Because you're grown, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I tell people on my Facebook page to live every day like it's your last.
Live every second like it's your last.
Because one day it will be. And I'm, you know, and I have a sarcastic mouth, but I mean, every moment is so precious, you know what I'm saying? Because you just never know, you know what I'm saying?
You can be sad, Kila. Ooh,
I mean, you know, I'm blessed to still have my mother and my father in my life, but I know that either I'm going to outlive them or they're going to outlive me. But one day we got to say goodbye. But until then, I want to just give them all my love. Mommy, I love you.
I love you, Mama. Shout out to Mary Colvin and Fayetteville. Hey,
boo. Angie Price Obama Callaway Stokes, baby. Yes, she was married 3 times.
Okay, wait. She's real.
I wonder how many times I'm going to be married. I've already done it once. Oh, well, Fiji married me. That's, I'm on my second marriage.
How did Fiji marry you? We just got married last. Come on.
Fiji married me on the show.
Fiji married me 2 weeks ago. We had a reception in there.
No, you got married to Fiji?
Yes.
No. You got married to Fiji, but Fiji actually married me to somebody else.
What's the
you need to shut up, because I need to check on these calls. Let's see what's up. We got somebody from 904. Let's see what's up with them. Let's bring back on Murder Mall Easy.
For sure.
904, what's up with you?
Swerve.
I feel so much better now. I feel so much better now.
What's up,
big homie?
What's the happening, my boy?
Tell him, man. I've been trying to get it to y'all, man, all day. Must have been busy.
Oh, man. My phone didn't ring, my man.
Mama's on.
You know what I'm saying? That's it, you know.
Yeah, I got my
It's all good, my boy. I'm here now.
That's what it is.
Yeah. What's happening with y'all, man? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
What's up?
So, words.
What's happening?
John, all of y'all, I got to hit with this with the million-dollar question. What makes your mother so special?
Oh, man. My mom's so special just because she moms. You know what I'm saying? Like, if ain't nobody else had my back, it was always been mom, and it still is mom. You know what I'm saying? So, I love my mom to death. That's my little partner right there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. There's nothing like a mother's love. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing at all.
Hello?
We hear you, boo-boo. Talk to me. Tell me what's so special about your mother.
Well, me?
Yes.
Y'all have me? Yeah, no, I have one of the greatest. Shut up. I have one of the greatest mothers.
Happy Mother's Day, Sean.
Why, thank you, everyone.
Happy Mother's Day, Sean. Oh, that's so
thank
nice.
You, boo-boo,
so
everyone.
So special
thank
in your kid's life.
Yes, I am very cool to
that. I'm
having a
party
with my daughter.
How about me right that
wire?
Blow that blunt. Do sound. Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm back.
Sean love the kids.
Yes, Sean love the kids. Yeah, Sean love the kids.
What makes your mother so special, Sean?
Anybody who knows me and knows my mother, especially Feezy, he'll tell you, my mother is like the best. My mother does anything for you, for anybody. I have just one of the greatest moms. She loves everyone. I mean, I brought, when I first met when I first met Feezy, I brought Feezy home from school. And my mama brought him and took him in. Like, that was her son. So, that's just my mom. I have one of the greatest moms, you know.
Shout out to what's your mom's name, son, so she can hear you representing for her on the radio.
Shout out to Miss Beverly Davis. Miss Beverly Davis.
You didn't say your mama's name.
That's right. Oh, my mama a real private person, so I'm going to say Miss LB. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Ward? Is it Miss Ward?
Yeah, you can call her that, too. You know what I'm saying? She support all that. She understands that.
My mama, you still on here?
I'm here. I ain't going nowhere, baby.
Oh, please don't go nowhere. Please.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We got my man.
You sound like you weren't supposed to go nowhere.
Ooh.
No.
What?
What's happening?
What are you doing over there?
Oh, man, you know, I'm walking in with the wife here. We're trying to get things squared away. You got another? Okay.
Who just rolled the blunt, though? I heard somebody say that.
ain't no telling.
I was trying to get in character. I'm kind of full today. You know what I'm saying? I'm full.
Yeah.
You know, I'm overwhelmed with emotions because I was a grandmama and mama baby. You know what I'm saying? So I come from a strong line of women. My mother is a carpenter slash. She adopted I don't know how many children as well as gave birth to five of her own. So one of my most embarrassing moments, though, with her, was when I first cut school and she stopped the school bus. Once I had snuck on the school bus and she realized that I hadn't been at school, she whooped me in front of the whole school bus.
Oh, wow. In front of the school bus?
Yeah, she whooped me in front of the school bus with a 2x4.
I know that's right.
I know
that's
that.
You needed that, though.
They
put you to sleep in front of the bus, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey. But throughout it all, I'm a respectable, smart, intelligent, ambitious woman, thanks to her.
Talk about it.
And these days she makes me stronger because she's a mean something when she wants to be. But her personality is way wilder than mine. She's a counselor. Yeah, she be, you know, I know. I mean, you could be like, Mom, can you call past me in house tomorrow? Sure. You call back tomorrow. Mama, you ready? I'm just going to give you the money. I ain't put my name on shit. You be like, damn, do you have to play with my emotions like that?
My mom ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? My mom do whatever she can for either one of her sons because she ain't got the two of us.
Get
in her arms and let her rock me like she did when I was 3 months old.
Now you too goddamn grown for that shit.
No, you're not, because I'm still climbing in the bed.
Get your ass in your own damn arms now.
Shut up.
Rock yourself to sleep.
What was that fucking shit? Shut up,
Quar. Mama said you need a goddamn man now.
Now, my mama just said me that.
I can't keep doing this shit. You need a motherfucking man.
Well, it ain't nothing like being right with somebody's mind, though. I mean,
I'm telling you.
It's nothing being right with me.
I'm my mama for them.
Yeah, that's some women's stuff, though. Like, I can't go to my mom and be like, rock me to sleep. You know what I'm saying? That don't feel right.
You want me to rock you to sleep?
Oh, I'm so with that.
You so
I'm a fake like something wrong, just so you can.
It ain't gonna feel like mama, I'm telling you.
Yes, it is. I am mom.
Yeah, I know that because mama don't touch me, though.
But see, I'm not touching you either. I'm just gonna rock you to sleep. What are you talking about? I want to have to go. No. Hey. Hey.
You
Hello?
DJ Sweet, why you so quiet?
I know, Sweet, what's the matter, baby?
Yeah, man, I was
your
just sitting around the crack, man. You know how I do it.
Your mom didn't rock you to sleep, boo.
Hey, man, I got the most player mama y'all can ever know, man. You don't know too many mamas. Do y'all know too many mamas that would let you have company at 12 years old and close the door and get it in?
No. You would have been my son over the woman
you like that. Well, my mama let me do that, man.
I can't say 12, but my that'll be for Father's Day story right now.
Oh, that's a Mother's Day story, bro. Cause ain't too many mamas gonna keep the player like that, man. But I already
exactly.
My mama, man. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's why I say that'll have to be the Father's Day story for me. And Mars went with that.
that came a little later on.
Yeah, man. I had one more player mamas, man. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much all my aunties, man. Happy Mother's Day to all my aunties, everybody in my family, man. All my baby mamas, man. Happy Mother's Day to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies, man. You know how we do it. It's y'all ladies.
Yeah,
it's y'all.
We gonna play for the baby mamas because y'all appreciate them.
This one of the days, man, when the pimp might cater to y'all, man.
The pimp caters to us like that on Mother's Day for real.
Yeah, man, this one of the days, man, a pimp will cater to him, man, so you know how
I
go.
I got some old school I want them to hear, because I need these men to understand this, that we understand who they are. They need to know, they need to really understand who we are as well.
Yeah.
I love you, too.
Face the fact.
woman. Needs a woman out there. Oh, oh.
I hope y'all understand that.
For sure.
You understand that, Murder Mall?
For sure. I can dig that all day. I ain't even tripping, you know? So, that's words right there. You got to live by that, that JB.
Four, 4587. Who's this?
587. Hey, what's up? Hey, hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? This Strick. I was trying to call you, you know, y'all Mama Ross and Lady Libra, you know, to give y'all a happy Mother's Day shout out.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
We can't let this question
here. What makes you happy? Yeah, my baby was all with me. You know, I had to come back with. Hello?
Hello?
587?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well,
hello?
I think the caller was knocked off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, babe. What's going on?
The switchboard is acting up, so it knocked the call out. They gonna call back. Swerve?
What's happening?
Are you asleep?
Mm-mm. I'm rumbling around.
Hold on, he's got a bottle in his mouth. I thought a bottle of milk. He's in my
It might be a nipple or two.
Happy Mother's Day to me. You're getting rocked to sleep, nigga. I feel by your little mama, you know what I'm saying? Get rocked to sleep by your little mama.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Happy Mother's Day to me.
Happy Mother's Day to me. Stupid. I'm supposed to being full and emotional, but I can't even stay in my state without swerving and protecting. 587,
hey.
Are you there?
What's going on?
What's happening? So we want to know what makes your mother so special.
Oh, man, hey, I got a couple of mothers. I just wanted to send a shout out to everybody, you, yourself, Lady Libra, and especially Mama Rossi. So I'm talking about and everybody else whose mother, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I forgot everybody, you know, have a Mother's Day to everybody out there.
What makes your mother so special?
Oh, man, she raised a king. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, she raised a real black man. That's me. That's why she's
okay.
Special.
Can you give us one of your most embarrassing moments when you was coming up that you experienced with your mother? Because everybody got it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, shit. She made me wear some little-ass biking shorts with a tank top outside in front of everybody. Little tight-ass biking shorts. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm saying, I'm from the hood. I'm in Bankhead, you know, Hollywood Coat. We don't wear no biking shorts. She made me down for a punishment wearing some biking shorts out there in front of my niggas. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't gangster. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I know you
brains
after that, boy.
Yeah, man. I had a couple fights. I had to fight. You know, I had to fight my way back into the, you know, down to the hood. You feel me? No, they ain't coming back not for me. I'm too gangster for that. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Gangster, no wear tights. You know what I'm talking about? Hey.
Exactly. And we don't do the jerk either.
No, I wouldn't do no jerk. You know? It's all good, though. Hey, man, y'all enjoy yourself, man. I just wanted to give y'all a shot. You know what I'm saying? Everything sound good with the radio, man. Y'all keep it going.
What's up, man?
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right, no problem.
Easy. Easy.
He's asleep.
Feezy.
We drunk a lot of liquor. He's asleep. I'm finna say, Feezy. I either drunk something or smoked something. And I'm
here. He probably got a nipple in his mouth. Feezy.
I'm here. And yes, I did. And if I did, that ain't none of your business.
Yes, it is. It's everybody's business.
I'm in your mouth when I get down now.
I know that.
Hey, well, happy Mother's Day to you, too. That's a part of the nurturing process. I'm with that. That's what mothers do.
I know what you've been doing, Feezy. I know what
you've
been doing.
What I've been doing.
Uh-oh, she on to you.
You know
I've been watching the Orlando Magic beat up on Atlanta for the last couple of days. That's all.
Ain't nobody want to hear that shit.
That's one time for the saltiness. My bad. I thought we was in the trust street at night.
Niggas, have your ass at the rank session 3 p.m. tomorrow. Y'all know where it's at.
Is that my dog on the ball?
Y'all know what it is.
You act
like you in a cave or something.
Murder Mall, is that you, buddy?
Feezy, you know what it is, man. I'm here, baby. Been calling you all day, nigga. I got about 6 phone numbers for you.
I would say, you ain't called this phone. You must have been the phone call. That's the phone call that I missed. My bad. I'm going to make sure I lock that one in.
See what I'm saying? Like, you missed one, right? I dialed about 3 or 4 numbers.
But see, we go way back, Mom, so you got all my numbers.
Exactly. But you know, shit, man, we gonna talk on some other stuff, you know what I mean? But we're kicking it with Lady Libra and Mama Ricey right now. What's up, lady?
What's up?
Hey, lady.
I want to know what makes Phoebe Mama so special. Mama Phoebe.
What makes her so special?
To keep them all in line.
Hey, is this an old deal? You know she got a lot of work to do.
She a minister to keep them all in line. That's what it is.
She got to do a lot of praying.
Y'all got to understand. My mom has been in there with 4 dudes for over 30 years. So, you know what I'm saying? It take a special woman to live with 4 dudes.
Hell, yeah. I pray for her because I know. Oh, Jesus, no. From every last one on, she was like, hey.
And swear make 5.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm definitely part of the family.
Hey, TV.
What's up?
I want to know what's one of your most embarrassing moments that your mama took you through as a child.
Oh, my most embarrassing moment?
My dog Murder Mall
will appreciate this one. I changed my grades in 9th grade up at Rains High School, and my mama came to the guidance office looking for me. And I hid out in the bathroom all day. I skipped my 3 classes in the bathroom.
Did she have on house shoes on the road?
I don't know what she had on.
Come on, good.
He was in his bathroom.
I was ducking and dodging.
Hey, well, I know about changing them grades, boy, but how about I change
grades
and she got the motherfucking report card before I got her to change copy and shit. So she was looking at me stupid. Like, what's this? Yeah,
at least I know I wasn't by myself.
Hell no. Hey, y'all might have changed grades, but my most embarrassing moment was it was like my 16th birthday, and I go outside on my way to school. We all used to walk to school. My nigga's like, damn, my nigga, what you got for your birthday? I'm like, shit, man, I got a motherfucking bottle of Pierre Cardin cologne and a Cut It Rank CD. Oh damn, pony tape having ass. He gonna say what? That's it.
I got something else to say. I just got mad. I just thought about it. My mama came up to the school and beat up my teacher.
Well, damn. That's gangster. Yeah, for real.
Mama came up to school and beat up my teacher. And I just want to apologize to Ms. Livingston. She's a Charlotte, North Carolina white lady. I mean, and just for the record, Ms. Livingston, my mama didn't get away with it because they made her go to. Yeah,
she went
to jail. Anger management. Y'all know what? I really never had embarrassing moments like that with my mom. Cause my mom was cool, you know what I'm saying? The most embarrassing you can get, because my mom got a big old booty in. Shoot, boys looking at my mom. You know, that's the whole thing I had to do. I had more issues with, you know, my friends looking at my mama, trying to get at my mama. So that thing, you competing with your mom for the biggest booty.
What's,
who's gonna win the biggest booty contest?
For the boobies. For boobies. Niggas telling you that your mama can get it.
Oh, shut up.
How is your mama?
I just want to say to the baby mothers out there, that the baby fathers
out
here,
yeah.
She can get it.
I'm feeling bad.
Okay. Now, you know how I am with the switchboard. Now, I just wanted to say something to all the baby mothers that's listening out there. I have a special calling, and, you know, I can read minds, and people can speak to me without being in my presence. And I have gotten a lot of messages stating from the baby fathers that, you know, they want to thank you for being great mothers, even if they slack or even if they've been there. They just wanted to give a special thank you to all of their baby mothers, and they told me to play this song, that irregardless of however the children were conceived, they're grateful, and they, you know, they wouldn't change nothing if they
could. This is my baby mama.
Everywhere I try to go, I keep thinking of you.
Now I know all of y'all really understand the callings that I have. And I just want everybody to have a, you know, a positive day.
Hello?
And realize that you all love.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, baby.
Murder Mom, you here?
Yes,
hello,
ma'am.
Hello, baby.
Sweet,
yeah,
you hear Sweet, you here?
Yo, yo.
Feezy.
Yo, you know your boy in the building. I'm here.
Where's my swerve and protect? Because I'm scared right now.
Swerve in the building.
I don't know how you're going to work around all this booty, but hey. It's
don't
time.
Worry about that.
Sorry,
if I wasn't supposed to be here, I wouldn't be here.
Boy, I tell you, how many of y'all have I got whooping?
What?
And
that would be me.
Yeah, who I got whooping? You know, some people didn't get whooping as a child.
Come on, we're from the old school.
Yeah, you know, it had to be a real special occasion for me to get one.
You for real?
Yeah, only person with me was my mama. Like, my dad never touched me. All he had to do was look at me the right way, and I knew to straighten up because that nigga is crazy.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Dang. I knew not to fuck around with him because he was going to get real wicked if he had to get it in. He pulling out pistols and all types of shit, so I had to know when to back down on him. Damn.
Wow. Oh,
I got a whooping four times in one night. You ever got four whoopings in one night?
No. How about that whooping when you say, I wish you could get hit by a truck. You didn't have to. No, she don't love me.
I had one of them jump across the bed whoopings where you just keep jumping across the bed like, yow, yow.
I mean, I'm having a whooping when you try to run out the door and she grabs you by your clothes and your clothes are pumping you, but you're still going to run out the door naked. Oh, yeah, I got one of them kind. Mom,
I had them country whoopings where your grandma used to make you go get it. Oh, we had a switch tree in the backyard. You had to go pick your own poison.
You
know what I'm saying?
Don't come back half-tipping.
No, don't come back with a skinny one now because she's going to send you right back out there. You know what I'm saying? And she might twist three of them together. You know what I'm saying? And give it to you.
I can't understand how they can give you a whooping and then tell you, shut up, while I give you something to cry for.
No. I could deal with that line. The line that I hated was, you know this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
No, you lying.
Can I whip your ass?
That used to be the line that fucked me up.
Right there, whoop off.
Well, here's my question. How many of y'all deserve them ass whoopings?
Me? I know I did. I never did.
I got a story to tell.
Let me tell y'all. Because I was so young, but all my friends were older than me. So, you know, when I was like 16 years old, stuff like that, I was mad.
I don't want to hear nothing about you losing your virginity on here now. This ain't that type of joke.
No, good Lord.
No. I got mad because I didn't know how to drive now. And so, you know, I jumped in the car and stuff like that, and I ran the car right through the garage. Now, you would think my daddy would have whooped me for that. You know, my daddy whooped my ass up. My dad whooped my ass because I told my mom I wanted him to do something. I told her. I was like, I ain't going to do it. Guess y'all know how old I was. I was 15 years old. What are you whooping me for? No.
Oh, my God.
I rolled the car straight through the garage, baby.
You like that move?
You know, I'd whoop you now for that. I'm not trying to whoop you.
I set my mama's bed on fire.
You're going to hell.
I set their bed on fire and got four whippings in one night. That shit was ridiculous.
You set the band on
fire? You done hell.
Oh, this is reality. So this
hey, set it on fire and then went in here up under my bunk bed. Didn't say shit about it.
You know what? It's a woman.
Get your ass.
Big ass up under the bed. Get your big ass from under there, nigga.
You see, look like it. We're coming with you now. I'm on my way to Jacksonville right now. Duval, here we come. No.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Somebody get your big ass from under the bed because he's 6'4".
Hey,
trying to hide up under the bunk bed.
Hey,
how old were you when you set the bed on fire?
I was eight when I did that shit.
Yeah,
that
nigga
did
that
shit.
He was like
5'9" then. You ain't lying. You're for. Oh, you need a check. You need to get a check for that.
You're the first butterfly.
That's my nigga there, boy. I've been doing this nigga for years,
boy. I've been doing silly shit for a long time, man. I need to get my shit together.
I second that motion.
I need to come down there on a weekday, so we make sure you get your shit back. I'm sorry. That one of those just kept way in the back of your memory, baby. Don't you ever tell me that.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Lady Libra, Mama Assault Charge. Don't think I forgot about that when you told us about your
She's fighting teachers.
You still fighting them charges?
Believe it.
But y'all know the funny thing is, my mother really ain't never had to do. My mama mouth so wild, man. She would tell you something. It will hurt your feelings. I'm talking about some she can tell you that in styles and language. You'd be like, wow, this lady crazy. She ain't never, what, 5'4", 5'5"? You'd be looking like, it's just, and she'll leave her too. So. Hey, what?
And she a cougar.
What you call my mother?
A cougar.
Yeah, what?
A cougar.
I just, she's on the phone every time I say mama a cougar. She's calling my mother a cougar. Yeah, she is. Huh? Mom's talking about something in bed. You know what? She going to hell, too.
What Mama Ross said tonight?
Wait, son. I'm right here, baby.
We fool right now. We fool.
I'm listening to y'all, Jeff, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. I ain't went nowhere.
I mean, you know, I tried to get on earlier and I got dead air, so, you know, I said, let me call back by the 9:45. And there y'all was.
My foot don't fell asleep. I'm so full. I'm over here. I can't even feel my right foot.
We might have to help you, Kate.
With your sugar loaf?
We might have to help you, Kate. Wait, let me ask you a question. Oh, that's all I was gonna ask. Have y'all ever had that meal that your mama make you eat? You know it tastes nasty. Yep.
Never. Know all about it.
Who?
We gravy.
Yeah.
Gravy and onions on your liver.
Oh God.
I love liver, so I've never had it.
I'd rather eat a bologna sandwich. With guacamole on that shit, then he liver and gravy. Straight up.
Liver.
Damn. So y'all don't like liver?
I love liver. I'm finna go find me some right now.
I love liver.
Okra.
I can't find liver.
The last time you did that shit came out Cajun.
Where?
Did y'all mama used to make y'all eat beef?
Nah, she ain't made me.
You know
they eat them. They eat them though, but I don't eat them. No.
I eat them now that I'm older on my salads. I like them on my salads now.
Did y'all know these be y'all carnivore? Who used to have to get carnivore?
Why?
If y'all ain't never had no carnivore, y'all in the wrong era.
But yeah, I'm going to say that's some old people shit. We ain't that old. How old are you? We ain't that old.
I'm
August 25, motherfucker. I mean,
oh,
excuse me.
Now,
hey.
My grandmama used to give me that. And
cod liver. That's a fish's liver. And it's an oil that comes out of it. It's a fish. Cod liver oil. Like, it's nasty. It's straight up nasty.
I bet it is.
Yeah, along with Father John, too.
Because and I ain't never had Father John, but I heard about Father John.
Yeah, Father John.
I'm going to get you a dose of Father John, and you will never be the same.
Yeah.
That's what they said about Viagra.
I believe him hot time.
At least for 4 hours, nigga.
What they say about a squirrel pickle?
Who used to have to drink 3 sixes?
Three what?
Ooh. 3 sixes. That cop, that medicine when you get sick, 3 sixes?
Yeah, I
actually had some.
I had some about 3 years ago.
I'm
going to
give
me a dose
of Castor.
Castor
right
now. You had that Castor. Castor
right now.
Yeah. You had that Castor. You had shit. My uncle used to be like, come on out here, boy. Let me to the garage. Let me go ahead and get you a little bit of this Castor.
Ooh.
I'm like, no, fool, not Castor.
Y'all need to tell y'all baby mamas about that stuff, because, see, your mothers back then knew how to keep you well and alive. That's why we so healthy now, because of that castor oil.
Yeah, that's why I don't take no regular medicine no more, because that shit all a conspiracy against the Batman.
You know what? I just thought about something.
Tell us about it.
Put your fist up.
I'm just thinking about... How my mama was no joke, you know? And I got something else, you know what I'm saying? Here we go.
You'll always be, you will always be the girl.
Well, I don't give a damn how old that song is.
Look, that was that ish. Man, I was in love with one of your fat ass, man. I used to love that song.
That song is going to always touch hearts. And I told my Facebook friends that I was going to make sure I wished those that had birthdays today, CJ Barnum, my cousin, happy birthday, boo-boo. Jazzy J from Facebook, these are Facebook friends, happy birthday. We don't go on Monday, so I want to wish Amanda Newton a happy birthday. Heather LaShawn, for those of you all that have seen my photos and I am so beautiful, those were from Heather LaShawn, who I usually give a shout-out to, but she's on Facebook as well, and Tanisha Calhoun. Also, I had some people that wished me a happy Mother's Day on Facebook. Torian Stone, thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you as well. Sherrod Terry, thank you for the Mother's Day wish. Corey Owens.
You got two first names?
He could have had three names that was all the first name. He said happy Mother's Day, and I wanted to thank you.
Which one is his last name?
I don't know. It don't matter. You can call him Terry Sherrod if you want to. Sherrod, S-T-T-S, shit, it don't matter.
It's the same. I'm just trying to make sure that it's two first names.
And A. Michelle Young is.
A. Michelle Young Rick.
Oh, well, I have tears in my eyes.
I know. She's so emotional over here.
Whitney Lee.
Is that her middle name or her last name?
I didn't ask her because I really didn't care.
Just like, you know, Mary Lee, you know what I'm saying?
Darius Hurd. Thank you, Nicole ATL Falcons, Dixon, Maya McQueen, Kamita McKinney, and Barry McKinney. I wanted to make sure I said thank you to all of you all because I told you I was going to personally thank you today, and I'm keeping up with what I say I'm going to do because I don't like to be a liar. So we're going to go back and get myself. Are you crying?
That's you, Smith.
I ain't saying shit. What is that wrong on your face?
Man, that's cold in my eyes.
Oh, my God. The song is over.
No. I'm all right. Don't worry about me. I'm doing good. It's Mother's Day. I'm a mother. Got my nails done.
I'm not a mother. I'm a father.
I went to TP Needles.
Hold on. Oh, hell no. I ain't finna be mistreated now. Whoever background it is, background check. Background check, one.
That's
two. Because we know we got one that's going to break into the industry by driving truck and wash the clothes at the same time while hosting Hot Top Radio. Only at Hot Top Radio. This is a reality show. So if you're looking for something structured, this may not be the show for you. This ain't for you.
I want
to buy it. See, we grown over here. We can say what's not for you and what is for you.
We just keeping it kosher today because it's Mother's Day, but best we need to meet some cool shit.
Oh, we are unleashing the dragon.
We are unleashing the dragon.
The wolf. The dog.
Y'all don't have Cisco on the show?
Who?
Y'all don't have Cisco on the show? Y'all unleashing the dragon.
You know what?
That's what's
you
know up. What we on the come up.
Hey, speaking of coexistence, baby, because you know High Top Radio is doing big things. We are officially at 880 fans, and I'm a little upset because you know what? I was expecting 900 fans. You know what I'm saying? But y'all better get on the ball, because I ain't with you. I ain't with it.
Well, we do want to, you know, we happy that we going up in the stats.
The
800, 880? That's what's up.
That's right.
Say what my embarrassing moment was. I got one.
What's your embarrassing moment, my wife?
I remember one time, man. My mama, I love your mama, but man, you be hating, Charlie. Charlie be hating, man. Let me tell you what she did.
What she do?
We was turn field to the little brave guy, you know what I'm saying? My baby daddy rolled with me. She had on her little tight ass jeans rolling. So, you know, my mama, she got ass like me. When I get it from my mama or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She don't ask my baby daddy. Oh, does my butt look big in these jeans? like trying to make him look at her butt. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, don't try to choke me out. You feel me? Look, man, I'm talking.
Man.
He's looking at me like he want to say, yeah, like, your mama fine as hell, but he ain't want to disrespect me. So he ain't saying that, and she kept egging it. I ain't like that, but it's cool. I feel like you gave birth to me.
Yeah, yeah, well, we're going to get it, though. We're going to get it right now.
Yeah, man, that's good.
That's all the embarrassing moments that we have all been put through. I'm finna do it one by one and find out what background this is. And if I call you out, you better do a background check before I get busy now.
That's right. Get yourself together.
Get it right.
Hey, I wanna give a shout out to Rewind Old School that's going down here. That's an event going on down here in Jacksonville. August 7th, going down at the Prime Osborne. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go check out, get to join the fan page on that. Hot Talk, we're gonna get y'all involved with that. You stay tuned to that, okay?
Okay.
Lady Libra, do you hear me?
I hear you, baby. I hear you.
It's just not springtime. We got two more seasons.
So
we in now.
I just
true.
Want to say, you know what, I'm thankful because, I mean, you know, so my mama blessed me. And I was going to play a snippet or something. I just got to play a snippet because I've been playing all this other music that's been making us fool. I just got one thing I got to do. It ain't going to take but one second, I promise. Here it goes.
Boy, y'all ain't ready, boy. Y'all ain't ready.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just had to tell mama thank you once again. You know what I'm saying? Because we get it from our mama. You know what I'm saying?
We sure appreciate them. Appreciate y'all mama for giving y'all what y'all got.
Whoa, boy, that was wild. That was wild.
Hey, yo, shout out to Shay Clemens, man. You know what I'm saying? You got a new listener, man, new follower, Shay Clemens, man. He the funniest nigga on Facebook. Y'all check him out. 3 p.m. tomorrow, man. It ranks that word up. Let the church say amen.
Right, right.
Oh, the rank session is off the chain now. The rank session got over 1,500 hits in about 9 hours, Jamal.
Shit, man, that shit went from three to nine. That shit was at about 1,300.
1,300 comments in 6 hours.
So, yeah, it's going down tomorrow.
I ain't seen nobody talking about nobody mama on there. What's up? Y'all got rules to the rank session?
Nah, ain't really no rules, man. You know what I'm saying? This is, I guess everybody kind of was sticking to a same format. Shit, we should have got a Yo Mama rank session today. That would have been, get on the nigga mama today, shit.
Okay, so let's go ahead and decide now. We want to do a rank session Tuesday? When we come back on Tuesday? I mean, talk to
us. That's my boy, Mom, you got to put the word out.
Hey, it's going down. I got some assassins, man. I got some high gunners on this ranking shit. They don't stop.
Your mama won.
And for all those out there listening, ranking is what we call joning. If you in Atlanta, they call that joning. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't use that term. But, yeah, your mama. Nobody out of all those 1,300, nobody said your mama. So I kept the Yo Mama to myself.
So did I. I think soon as the nigga dive out there with your mama, then it's on.
That's what your mama said.
I should miss you. I'm sick of this shit already.
Well, yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's
what your mama said. Swear a wallet.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, alcohol is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
I want to hear a sample, Ma. I want to hear you and Elliot do one right quick in honor of the mother. Whatever whooping that you got that you didn't want, that you didn't deserve.
Oh, I didn't deserve plenty of whoopings, but, you know, we don't want to hear some. Give the
world a sample of what the ranking session go like so they'll know what to expect, so they'll know if they want to tune in or not.
Oh, the rank session, though, we ain't going to give them the mamas right now. You know what I'm saying? That's a little tricky sometimes
with
people. You know what I mean? This ain't the day to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I be done got deleted off Facebook. You know, I be saying all kinds of stuff.
We're trying to celebrate the mamas today. We ain't trying to rank on them.
Yeah, I'll rank on them tomorrow.
Thanks for calling. I see you out there. I just wanted to say hello. Welcome to High Five Radio.
What's up, 90442?
That's down there in Jacksonville. That better not be that one that took me on that number three, because if that's him, I'm going to have to call him on the private line. Oh, his mother's there. I'm sorry.
He's going to do that
on Tuesday. Now I did get married, though. Oh, shit.
You can't be talking this shit on.
Yeah, I got
your husband. Your husband's still on the road?
Yeah, he's listening, though. Hey, boo-boo. Shout out to, what's his name?
JP.
Is it JQ or JR?
JQ.
Yeah, that's my real, that's the boss.
Yeah, his name is J-O. Jago.
That's what his mama wanted to do to me.
Oh.
How deep is your love? Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Y'all just wanted to talk about somebody, mama boy. Y'all wanted to start.
Yeah, they do.
Mama Rasa. Mama Rasa. Y'all want to hear a mama joke?
Yeah,
we ain't got no mama joke. They ain't joke. I might tell mama to tell his mama to give me back my lucky rubber or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I feel you, my nigga.
Dude, it's worse than that. The rank says to be way worse than that.
Yeah.
One dude told a chick she had some flies run everywhere she go. He asked her why. Everywhere she go, the flies be following her.
Nasty shit. So, yeah, your feelings can get hurt quick on that rank session. So, you know, you got to have thick skin to, you know, stop by.
You got to have real thick skin.
Yeah, you can't be no punk with that one.
Yeah. But shit.
That's what we made for. Why not?
Tap out tomorrow. MMA style, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a nigga mama give me groupie love when we done with you. Great groupie love. Request me on Facebook and shit. Wanting to read my ranks and shit.
What is that? Is that you playing with those sound effects, Lady Luba?
No,
Lady
it was Luba
don't sound like you. Where you at? Lady Luba.
I'm right here with thundering.
That wasn't no thunder. If you keep your legs closed, that shit won't sound like that no more.
Ooh.
You know what I got some for your ass.
Oh. Oh, man.
I just got a Facebook inbox from an Atlantean. It says, went to the game last night and wanted to jump out the skybox and kill myself.
You tell that motherfucker that the tickets were number $5, so calm down. I had to pay the goddamn thing for $5 to go to the game.
Hey, Swerve, that's cool. That's Golden Hustle Park.
Hell no.
If you want to jump out the shop.
Oh, man, I don't bother to tell you about. I got to talk shit about beating the house, Mike, for real. Who's the house?
Hey, man.
Don't talk about my team.
What happened?
All right. It's a playoffs, man.
Yeah, who
you gotta be better than that.
I'm gonna talk about it, man. Once y'all see Kobe and stuff, they want to hear y'all talk shit, man. To them, y'all be in the house, man. The house ain't beat nobody, man.
They sure did.
Ain't none of y'all niggas from the West Coast, niggas. Stop claiming Kobe.
Nigga, I fuck with the West Coast, man.
You let me off, you dog. Wake up, that nigga.
Just because you learn how to crit wall don't mean you run the West Coast.
That's the right session. Monday, 3 p.m. Murder Mall page. Y'all holler at him on Facebook.
Right.
Tell him how to get to the rank session, Mall.
That don't get y'all up. Fuck about y'all sound sexy, man. Sound like y'all nigga brown stink, man.
Nigga left on know your old lane.
Excuse me, it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, I know that. We sorry, but you're right. You're so right.
And I'm a mother and a father.
All right, I don't
want to
hear about
the baby. I
adopted my
children.
No, this Mother's Day.
I adopted my children
as a single mother. One time with my dog, Money, down here in Jacksonville, they listening, huh? My dog, old dog, Snoop, I see you. I got your message.
Hey, listen, we're getting listeners by the week. She say she want a shout out. I'm shouting her out right now. Money, I see you.
Cool, what she do? I mean, I'm confused.
I'm on Facebook. I'm getting pop up. That's what she said.
We're getting that's what she said, pop up.
you know how it goes. We're getting new listeners, man, and they see I'm logged on to Facebook and they listening, you know what I'm saying? We like that. That's a good thing, Lady Libra. We have those conversations, though.
I didn't know if I was throwing blanks at y'all one or what. I didn't know what was going on.
That was last week.
Please. I know one thing. Whoever was throwing the blanks didn't have thrown no more.
What
happened? That's right.
What you gonna do? You gonna fix it?
I'm gonna whoop their ass.
Oh, okay. No need for violence. No need for violence. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day.
But you know how I am by my hands. Well,
I'm gonna need you to sign up for the PM network.
Ooh.
Make everything all right. We need you to sign up for the PIM network. PIM network. You'll never have to worry about no more troubles.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying
Lady
to figure out.
What you bought your mom for Mother's Day?
Well, you know I made her this shirt. And on the front of the shirt, it says Reflections of a Mother's Love. And it had all these pictures of her holding me as an infant. And then on the back of the shirt, it said, only a woman like you can make a woman like me. And then it's just pictures of me when I was a child versus my shots now. And then there's a picture of me and her We, you know, we don't look identical, but our bodies do. Because I have my daddy's face. But when she got it, it just really just took her back to 2000, because I'm over 25.
Sound like something you should have got cussed out for.
you know you gave your mama an Applejack shirt.
Okay.
Did you put Applejack on it?
Now you want to shoot us down.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up too.
Exactly. Got another two. What's going on? What's going on, Lady Leaf? I saw you was having some difficulties this afternoon.
I want to know what your ass all though, too, because, you know, you be doing all bullshit, don't tell me.
Don't worry about what I do.
Oh, but see, you don't give a damn about me, because you probably was all gone laughing, knowing it was going to cause me some problems. He laughing. He know he did it.
He know he need to quit his shit.
Well, now you understand what the technical difference does. Hold on. I'm not going to drink no more tonight. Well, no. Now you know what the technical difficulty was. It was Phoebe. Phoebe is the technical difficulty.
It's my fault.
Of course, everything's your fault. Since when it is not being.
Hey, man. I wear many hats.
I blame you for my period being late.
Mm.
Oh.
You that one.
Whoa.
You stressed me out.
Hey, this ain't Easter. You ain't got that Immaculate Conception going on over there.
Congratulations, it's a boy.
Hello? You know what I'm saying?
You
do whatever
you're talking
about right here.
What y'all talking about? Y'all talking about me. I'm back. I had to entertain somebody for a minute, you know.
What kind of
thing? Oh. Wait a minute. I'm talking about my neighbor. Y'all just relax. Relax. Y'all know this.
I bet he know your name, too. I bet he know your name, too.
I bet you don't. Now, I bet you don't know your name.
Hey, no, he just left.
I am. I'm going to go to the phone, though.
Well, we're back. Oh, my God.
We just want to thank everybody because that means we are officially over damn loaded.
This is crazy.
We have just that many listeners tonight.
I had to call in on my Metro knowing I got 3 bullets left. I don't got my charger either, so.
I mean.
It's all good.
This is wonderful. This is a wonderful Mother's Day present. For all the mothers, that we have so many callers and so many listeners right now, this little small system is not going to be able to hold us too much longer. We're going to have to step it up to get Hot Talk Radio. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I'm not even mad anymore. But usually I'll be mad and cussing, you know, and doing stuff like this.
It's cool.
But it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'll be so mad, I just want
to fly away alone. But you know what? We ain't mad.
We ain't mad.
I'm gonna give a. I want to apologize to my mama. You know what I'm saying? Cause she already know I'm check to check. I ain't had no money. I had to rub her belly. I had to rub her belly like it was boot. I'm sorry. I love you. You know where my heart is. I'm sorry.
This thing just do it by itself. Man. This thing, helicopter flying and shit. I'm trying to talk so disrespectful.
But anyway, Mom, I'm sorry. I should have put the money up 2 pay periods ago. But like I said, I'm a bill collector. I'm a check-to-check kind of person. I ain't have it. So.
Gotta be
songs for
Murder Mom and we talk about any ranks and shit.
Well, I'm just going to keep it 100.
I got this last song that I want to play in honor of the mothers and the grandmothers and the aunties and everybody. And all
step mamas, baby mamas.
Yeah, them too.
The fake baby mamas that's lying on their baby dad and saying they're pregnant where they ain't. But that's a whole other guy.
Knowing
it's
his best friend.
Knowing you're going to sleep with the homie. You smash the homie.
Oh,
by the time you get this letter, I might be doing better. It's kind of hard trying to survive in all this crazy weather. Everybody wants my number. Everybody's calling my name. But in the midst of all of this, I can still hear you say, oh,
son, woke up right and straighten your tie.
You don't want one of them good jobs to pass you by, no.
Don't act no fool. I'm watching.
Now that you're gone, it still feels like you do. I wish you were here to see the things I've done. I wish you were here. You'd be so proud of your son. I wish you were here to celebrate. Ask me, is it lonely at the top, or do I find comfort in all the things I've got? Well, these cars keep me moving, these planes keep me high, $1 million home, but I'm barely getting back home.
I miss our cars.
Whoa.
What did you used to say?
Used to say.
Things got
hard on me.
Oh, and then those walls.
Then those walls.
Just a simple thing.
We still do. But only in my dreams I wish, oh, wish you were here with me to see the things I've done. I wish you would be so proud of yourself. And that's all I know to say. That's
All right, world, that was Jamie Foxx with his single, I Wish You Were Here. I did help him write that. That was a real life song.
And I just wanted to, you know, dedicate that. I mean, because I'm just, you know, Lady Libra, I do have emotions. I'm just not emotional. And I just wanted to play that for all of those that have made beautiful triumphs in their life and just wish their mother or grandmother was there to see them, but just know that they can see you, you know, even from heaven, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just really thankful that High Tide Radio has the honor of doing this Mother's Day special because, I mean, we can go through men, we can go through women, but you only get one shot, and you only get one mother, one grandmother, you know what I'm saying? So I really took this show to heart, and I'm just thankful for Murder Mall checking in tonight with us, Sean, DJ Feezy, Swerve from the Fred House. You know, I'm a little full tonight, you know what I'm saying? I'm Lady Libra coming through your speaker. I'm still a beautiful nightmare, so please still be well. But I'm just thankful, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just really thankful because, I mean, I'm one of those ones that don't like females. But, I mean, how am I going to not like myself? You know what I'm saying? And it is a man's world, but can't do nothing without us. And that he made woman to help man. And when the guys realize that they're going to treat us much better, can't take this much longer. Give me a towel or a scarf. Right?
I need to go to the bathroom.
For what? I got pictures of the bathroom.
I ain't
sick. Well, you didn't look. So that means you just shook off like a man when you went to
your mouth.
Gosh. I should go pee-pee.
Where's the Tuesday?
And then drip drop like a dude.
You had always, one
more
left.
I use tampons.
But you had a pad, I just,
Hello?
So you
gonna
see him.
Excuse
y'all?
Exactly.
I was trying to be emotional. She took me out of character.
Oh, family.
It sounded like y'all ran out of toilet paper.
I don't run out of toilet paper.
Man, look, she ain't got no tissue.
She don't know what she's talking about. She's sitting over here blind, crippled, and crazy.
What
Murder Mall
that?
Murder Mall murderer.
Murder Mall easy on the track in 3D. What it do, mama?
What?
I hear
you
back there.
Murder Mall.
What's up?
I want to see Mama Rocky one time. I
swear
I already say my name,
baby. Mama Rocky. Shout out to Mama Rocky. That's what's up. You know.
Say Lady, let me hear you say Lady Libra.
Lady Libra, I need a shout out to you. Shout out to Mama Rossi, y'all mamas for giving y'all that backside. And
I want to give a shout out to twin folks. They texting and telling us that they thinking about us.
What's up, Major? Hey, Sean, we love you.
That's right. The twins are kicking. The triplets are kicking.
And we love the one that came first, second, and third.
That's right.
Shout out to Chicago, Southside, all that killing y'all
going.
Y'all
need to push out.
That's some bullshit.
Shout out to Backbone from
Dungeon Family. Shout out my nigga Dollar Bill.
Who's Dollar Bill? I don't like men with dollars.
Southside, Players Club.
Before you catch the puppies, nothing.
Please don't tell me y'all be hanging out on GP.
Hey, shout out to Orion, Benjamin, Two Stacks, baby. He doing his thing down there. I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Believe me.
Hold on.
I'll be up in South Towns. I'm cool with them niggas. We good.
I got to do what Feezy tell me to do.
Well, look, y'all. Because
we down to 2 minutes, and Feezy tells me to always make sure I play the intro before 11 o'clock. So on that note, everybody tell the world goodbye so that I can play the intro like Feezy said, because I don't want Feezy.
Hand off Feezy Wayne. What's up, Mama Rocky?
We Hot Talk Radio. We do what we want to do.
She's right next
Feezy
to your
said,
mama.
Feezy said.
Hey, I'm here.
Shout out to Mama Rocky and Lady Libra. Happy Mother's Day. hope y'all have
and a good day. Y'all didn't know you guys so y'all ain't gonna shout me out?
Happy
Mother's Day, Shy.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it, because I ain't let Mama Rock no more. Man, shut up. Shout out to Derek
Grissom, man. Exactly.
Damn.
You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
See y'all, Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent. T, a.k.a. the Professor.